Chapter 9. Mum and Dad were so happy that I was getting on well at school that they said I could invite Charlie over. They obviously didn't know the bit about me not actually getting on well at school 100% because Daniel made most days 40% bad. Well, depending on how much he felt like a big huge grump that day, he sometimes made them 60% bad. I wondered why he was worse on some days, and I imagined him walking to school and slipping on rotten apples. If you've ever seen a rotten apple, you'll know that they're really sludgy and soft and can make you fall right down if you ever step on one, even more so than a banana skin. So the more rotten apples he slipped on, the worse he felt, and the more mean he was. That could be it. There had to be something. Charlie was mega excited about coming over. I asked him if he wanted to have pizza, and he said yes, which is what I knew he would say, because every kid loves pizza. Unless they're allergic to cheese, like my cousin Faiza, she gets really bad tummy ache if she eats it. Charlie told me all about the flavours that he hates tasting in food, but luckily none of them are on pizzas. They were peanut, coconut, banana, cinnamon, coffee. Charlie was very polite to my mum and dad when he came over. He said extra pleases and thank yous, and he smiled an extra lot. "I've been hearing so much about you, Charlie," said Mum. "Oh, thank you," said Charlie. "It's so nice to have you over, and you can come any time you want," said Dad. They were being so cheesy. I imagined them as blocks of cheese, the holy kind that they draw in cartoons, but which I've never actually tasted. Mariam decided to hang about near us and show off like she always does. The weird thing about it was that Charlie actually liked her. She even came with us to play football in the garden. She used to play football normally, but recently she started giggling a lot and celebrating with loud yays. It's super annoying. Charlie didn't seem to mind though, and he laughed along with her, the way he does with me, but not really with many other people in his class. All this laughing made Mrs. Rogers come into her garden to investigate. She must have been on the phone, because she was talking to the person called John again. "I can hear the Muslims. They're being noisy again, John," she said it very loudly. "I mean, really, why can't they play quietly like good children? I can't take this much ridiculous noise." We all looked at each other, suddenly silent. We couldn't see her properly over the fence, just the top of her white hair. And then we burst out laughing and ran inside to eat our pizza.